I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 2nd. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council to approve borrowing $100 million for a multi-year program to repair and reconstruct neighborhood and main roadways and sidewalks citywide. The proposal will be introduced at Monday night's City Council meeting. $11 million of that would be used for neighborhood and main roadways and sidewalks to be constructed this summer, and the additional $89 million would be for roads and sidewalks to be constructed next year and in subsequent years. In addition to the roads and sidewalks, the mayor will be seeking an additional almost $50 million for improvements to the water and sewer system and water quality and stormwater planning. Also, Monday night, the City Council may be voting on the proposed $120 million new public safety complex. Monday's meeting begins at 6:30 with the Finance Committee. It will be held remotely and will be carried live on Quincy Access Television Channel 9. St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy Center will be hosting three separate events for the Easter holiday. Good Friday at 7 p.m., the movie The Passion of Christ will be shown outside for people to watch from their cars. Holy Saturday, a petting zoo featuring sheep and bunnies will take place, along with an empty tomb display in the parking lot from 10 to 4. And Easter Sunday Masses will be held from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Schedules are posted on the St. John's website. The events are being held in collaboration with St. Joseph's Church in Quincy Points. Massachusetts Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley is asking the state's Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to modify the state graduation requirements for the class of 2022. If approved, this year's 11th graders will not be required to take the MCAS test. In addition, the timeline for administering the tests in grades 3 through 8 and 10 will be extended to June 11th in an effort to provide maximum flexibility for school districts. If approved, Riley will modify the competency determination requirement in English language arts and mathematics for students in the class of 2022. In recognition of the missed testing opportunities when schools were closed last spring. As a result, the upcoming administration of the MCAS, scheduled to open on May 3rd, will no longer be required for current 11th graders. President Joe Biden should help those struggling under crushing student loan debt by immediately canceling up to $50,000 of debt for federal student loan borrowers, according to Democratic elected officials. Biden can make the move by using existing authority granted to him under the Higher Education Act, according to Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congresswoman Nyanna Presley, and State Attorney General Mara Healey. Presley said the action will address a crisis that disproportionately harms black and brown borrowers. Because of historically discriminatory policies like redlining, which limited the ability of black individuals from obtaining bank loans needed to purchase homes and build wealth over generations, black and brown students seeking to go to college, she says, have had to rely more heavily on student loans. State Department of Public Health reporting an additional 2,455 confirmed COVID-19 cases yesterday, brings the statewide total to over 600,000 since the start of the pandemic. State health officials also added 32 confirmed COVID-19-related deaths to the state's total, which is now 16,876. As of yesterday, over 4.3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been shipped to the state, of which over 3.6 million, almost 84%, had been administered. So far, over 2.2 million people have received at least one dose, and over 1.3 million people are considered fully vaccinated in Massachusetts. Hundreds of COVID-19 vaccine doses are still being thrown out and wasted in Massachusetts, but not as often as earlier this year. Records from the Department of Public Health show a total of 1,631 doses have been thrown away. Between December and February 17th, over 1,200 doses had been wasted. New records show another 427 doses were thrown away between February 18th and March 11th. The most common reason cited is that there were unused doses left over in an opened multi-dose vial. As of Wednesday, over 1.3 million people have been fully vaccinated. Some Stoughton residents were warned to shelter in place last night when police searched for two people wanted in connection with a shooting. Crews responded to the scene on Sumner Street shortly before 9 p.m. and found a teen suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. One of the suspects was described as a young black man with short dreadlocks. There was no description provided for the second suspect and no word on the victim's condition. After a few hours, police called off their search to follow up on some tips. Anybody with information is asked to contact Stoughton Police. Two Randolph men are facing murder charges in connection with the fatal shooting of another man in Dorchester last September. Officers responding to reports of a person shot in the area of Hubbardston Street on September 27th found 28-year-old Keenan Ritter suffering from apparent gunshot wounds and pronounced him dead at the scene. Over 6 months later, 18-year-old Jared Campbell and 19-year-old Christ Daphnis were taken into custody in connection with the shooting and are due to be arraigned in Dorchester District Court on murder charges. No further details were released. President Biden is setting about convincing America it needs his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan, deputizing a 5-member jobs cabinet to help in that effort. But the enormity of his task is clear after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's vowed to oppose the plan every step of the way. Speaking in Kentucky yesterday, McConnell said he personally likes Biden, and they've been friends a long time, but the president will get no cooperation from the GOP, which objects to the corporate tax increases in the plan and says they would hurt America's ability to compete in a global economy. That gunman who killed 4 people, including a 9-year-old boy, in a rampage at a Southern California office building, knew all the victims, and his motive may have involved personal or business relationships, according to police. 44-year-old Aminabab Gonzalez was identified as the suspected shooter. He was in critical but stable condition. It was not clear if he was wounded by police or shot himself. With hopes rising for a powerful rebound in hiring this year, today's jobs report for March will provide crucial insight into whether those rosy expectations will prove true. The most optimistic economists are predicting that the government will report that as many as 1 million jobs were added in March, a blistering gain that would help recover a decent chunk of the 9.5 million jobs that remain lost to the pandemic. The United States moving closer toward vaccinating 100 million Americans in a race against an uptick in COVID-19 cases that is fueling fears of another nationwide surge. Just as the Major League Baseball season starts and thousands of fans return to the stadiums, more than 99 million people have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and more than 56 million, 17% of the nation's population, have been fully vaccinated. Christians in the Holy Land are marking Good Friday this year amid signs the coronavirus crisis is winding down, with religious sites open to limited numbers of faithful, but none of the mass pilgrimages usually seen in the Holy Week leading up to Easter. The virus is still raging in the Philippines, France, Brazil, and other predominantly Christian countries, where worshipers are marking a second annual Holy Week under various movement restrictions amid outbreaks fanned by more contagious strains. Last year, Jerusalem was under a strict lockdown, with sacred rites observed by small groups of priests, often behind closed doors. It was a stark departure from past years, when tens of thousands of pilgrims would descend on the city's holy sites. Check of business news. Stocks were higher yesterday. The Dow up 171. The NASDAQ rose 233. And the S&P grew by 46. World shares were higher. Major markets, including the U.S. markets, are closed today for the Good Friday holiday. Currencies, the dollar was down, the euro rose. In sports, well, they'll try again today. Fenway Park, opening day postponed yesterday due to inclement weather. Red Sox and Orioles, 2:10 this afternoon. Penguins beat the Bruins last night, 4-1. Two teams will face off again tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and Celtics host Houston tonight at 7:30. National Weather Service forecast for today, sunny, breezy, and chilly. Highs only in the low 40s. Clear and cold tonight, low 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 48 degrees. Easter Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and a high 55. Partly sunny, breezy, 57 for Monday and Tuesday. For the boater today, waves a couple of feet, that northwest wind gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide right after 4 p.m. Sun rose at 6:24, sets at 7:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, April 2nd.